Good morning or good day, everyone. Today is day 14 on our journey. It is walking in favor. Restful one, I say to your spirit to listen to the word of God for you. For 7 days they celebrated with joy the feast of unleavened bread, because the Lord had filled them with joy by changing the attitude of the king of Assyria, so that he assisted them in the work on the house of God, the God of Israel. Ezra 6:22. Restful one, I bless you with the joy of having favor in the eyes of others, both in the household of faith and with non-Christians. I bless you with people who will come alongside you, eager to help you in the work of the Lord that he has appointed for you. I bless you with knowing people who will help make you successful, who will believe in you, and who will be encouraging and life-giving to you. People who will propel you along in your life, taking the initiative to serve you and your vision. I bless you, restful one, with the same kind of restorative authority that Ezra had. I bless you with having favor and resources, because you were called to God's work in God's way in God's time. You will experience the favor of believers and unbelievers, providing the resources necessary to accomplish the work that God has for you. I bless you with people who will make the road smooth before you and find ways to serve you and invest in you and bless you with time, attention, talent, practical assistance, and treasure of all kinds. I bless you with having favor with people who were previously enemies of Christ and the cross, just as the king of Persia changed his mind, releasing the captives of Israel to go back to their homeland. He blessed them with freedom. All the temple treasures, a large offering from among the Gentile nobility, tax exemption, and a tremendous amount of resources. A king who did not care about their God was moved by God to give them tremendous favor. I bless you with favor with bureaucrats and authorities, favor in the marketplace, favor as you come in and go out, favor in unexpected places. I bless you with experiencing God turn toward you those who are indifferent to or opposed to the things of God. I bless you with favor and rebuilding and restoring the community around you. As the secular leaders, religious leaders, and civil government become aware that they do not have answers or wisdom to heal the brokenness of the culture. I bless you with the favor of God upon you, so that those who are wounded and hurting in business, politics, church, and professional or social leadership will look upon you with favor, turn to you, and find the wisdom of God through you. I bless you, restful one, with having favor that is not poisoned by jealousy, that when you receive favor, others will not covet what you have, but they will honor you and affirm that it is right, good, and proper, and there will be blessing for the favor you receive. I bless you with receiving favor from relationships and the culture around you to do what you were born to do. I bless you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, I will confess, and this is maybe not something to do while I'm praying for a group of people that are going through this 6-week lifestyle course, but that favor is something that I think I have struggled to understand and even accept at times. have experienced and even at times almost kind of spit in the face of what it was. Lord, I remember the days where if I did not kill myself to do something, I didn't feel like I deserved it. And it was almost like I would sabotage the very thing that you were doing in my life. And I had no clue that it was actually you. Unmerited favor. I've heard it defined that favor is God getting people to supernaturally cooperate with the calling and the destiny of your life. Lord, I pray for each of us